Information reaching Radio Ghana indicates that some irate NDC youth in the Napdan constituency of the Upper East Region have revolted against the alleged appointment of one Akayeti Commander Hill to head the JIDA office of the Napdan District Assembly. The Assembly's office was besieged and locked up by the angry youth in protest at the new development. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the Deputy Constituency Secretary of the NDC, John Paul Azuma, said the appointment of Mr. Hill to coordinate the JIDA program in the district was unwarranted. He spoke to Isaac Asari.
What happened this morning, not anything new, because as executive in the constituency, we have pursued several policies and several issues that will inure to the betterment of the youth in the constituency or in the district. One of the things we are very much aware of is that the creation of the Napdan district was an instrument to enable or to solve unemployment issues. And so, since the creation of the district, it has been one of the yearning calls of the growing youth, especially graduates from various universities and those who have gone to tertiary institutions like polytechnic to strive as much as possible to get employment through the assembly. The youth in the district are yearning to serve our people. People have completed schools in various towns or various regions and have had to come back to do their national service. And then after national service, they wish to serve their community. They are only to find that they are not doing their best. This decision taken by the constituency executive to lock up the district assembly was necessitated by the fact that the appointment of one person from Bungu district to come and coordinate the JIDA program is unwarranted and uncalled for. The premise leading to this locking up is such that 2013, two people were appointed from different districts to coordinate the NADMU and non-formal education division distinctively.
Mr. Azuma said the youth of the area are not against the appointments of strangers, but in as much as they offer appointments to outsiders, it also behoves them to give the natives equal opportunities to work in the other districts. He said for sanity to prevail, they are calling on the powers that be to quickly revoke the appointment of Mr. Hill as the JIDA coordinator with the assurance that those who are eligible to work in the assembly are not disadvantaged.
The way forward now is that for our resolutions, we are expecting the powers that be or the authorities in question to respond swiftly to our demands. We are saying that the appointment of the new JIDA coordinator from Bungu should be immediately withdrawn. We are saying that henceforth we want to see appointment of Namdams in good standing, people who have the requisite qualifications to be appointed to work in the district assembly. We are saying that we are not against anybody coming into our district as a stranger or as a non-citizen, but as much as we are appointing people to come into our district, they should also appoint us to also go to other districts and work. We appreciate that very much. And also, if that is done, the assembly is not going to be locked up as we speak now. The whole place is besieged with, growing youth of Napdan, and they are all there shouting and singing songs, planting all over the place.
Reacting to the move, the Napdan DCE, Vivian Anafo, who is currently out of the region, expressed shock about the action of the irate youth. She said as far as she is concerned, the assembly has not given out any appointment as claimed by the protesters. She maintained that she is not the appointing authority to decide who should work at the assembly. Mrs. Anafo, however, pleaded with the youth to exercise restraint while she takes steps to resolve the matter.